Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Andy, that will completely change the way you look at certain players on those two teams, won't it? Because by golly, they'll be champions.
Yes, exactly. That's how I feel about it.
Is it really? It's not how I feel. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner over there is Andy Baskin. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. This time of the year is always fun, because you do play for championships, and that's, you know, the NHL plays for the Stanley Cup. It's a big deal. It's a long tournament. The NBA playoffs, now with 10 teams getting some type of postseason basketball, is an extremely long tournament. But it oftentimes defines the way that people think about individual athletes. And I don't know whether or not that should be the case. A gentleman who is a part of four NBA championships, including one here in Cleveland, is LeBron James, Akron native.
Really? He's from here?
Yeah, he is. Did you know that?
Define here.
Northeast Ohio.
Okay, good. Yes, 100% correct, yes.
He and Steve Nash co-host a podcast called Mind the Game. And they have some very frank discussions about things, and they're oftentimes very interesting. And LeBron and Steve were just on their podcast recently talking about, they call it ring culture.
Ah,
you know, win a ring.
Okay. For the king.
Other time, yeah, win a ring for the king, which Shaq wasn't able to help pull off, unfortunately. That would have been fun. But they're talking about ring culture and what it means in the NBA and championships and all that stuff. And I thought LeBron's comments were very, very interesting from a guy who obviously chased a ring in Miami.
Yes.
You know, so that was part of this, but it's kind of a long comment. We might stop it here when we get a good point and discuss a little bit.
Okay.
But here's what LeBron and Steve Nash discussed on their podcast, Mind the Game.
I wish I had the answer to this, but I'm not sure, man. I don't know why it's discussed so much in our sport and why it's the A-all, be-all of everything. You weren't a great player if you never won a championship. Yeah. It's like, or if you won one, then you can't be in the same conversation with this person. It's like,
but that's a great point, because what you're saying is like, no matter what you have, you need more. No matter what.
Right.
No matter what, it can never end.
It's just like you sit here and you tell me, you know, Allen Iverson and Charles Barkley and Steve Nash, it wasn't unbelievable. Like, oh, they can't be talked about or discussed with these guys because this guy won one ring or won two rings or won, like, it's just weird to me. It's like saying Peyton Manning can't be in the same room with Brady or Mahomes because he only has one ring. They don't never discuss that in a sport.
Right.
Or telling me that Dan Marino is not the greatest slinger of all time. Or he can't be in the room with those guys because he didn't win a championship. Mm-hmm. They don't discuss those things. I don't.
LeBron James with Steve Nash. You buy that?
Yeah.
By the way, Peyton did win too.
As
LeBron knows his sports, though.
No, as I was listening to the whole thing, Jeff, I'm thinking about,
there's more to come.
How far he's come as more of a psychological, I don't know if that's the right word, just philosophical, psychological perspective on sports and the maturity. You think about when he first started, because we were all around. And to hear him say something like that, I wonder if LeBron James today would have said that to LeBron James in his first couple years in Cleveland, after he got drafted. You would think that probably when LeBron first got here, he was like, I got to win a ring. I got to win a ring. I got to win a ring.
But that's, but as he said, there's such a big emphasis put on it in the NBA. You know, there really is. And I've never quite understood it. I think his point is absolutely right on the money. You're going to tell me Charles Barkley, Allen Iverson weren't tremendous basketball players, but they weren't on championship teams. And, you know, so often guys get credit for carrying their teams to NBA championships. Bill Russell with 11 championships. Bill Russell, you could make the argument, carried his team. However, well, and I'll just read off some names to you.
I do think sometimes you become a victim of time. Imagine
that's it.
Imagine if the Cavaliers teams of Doherty, Price, Nance, Hot Rod, Harper
hadn't run up against Jordan.
If that brick wall called Jordan isn't there, where would we be looking at them?
Yeah, you know? Bill Russell played with Sam Jones, who won 10 championship rings. And Tommy Heinsohn, Casey Jones, Satch Sanders, and John Havlicek, who won 8. That team was together, and it was in an era when you can't bust up a team. You know, there was no free agency. They're not leaving. They just put all these pieces together, and it worked around one guy in particular, and they kept it going. And I couldn't agree with LeBron more. Robert Horry is the great story, you know, that you hear about all the time. Robert Horry has 7 championship rings. Well, was he the reason that he won rings with Houston, the Lakers, and the Spurs? No, he wasn't. But he was on those teams. Big Shot Bob. He was a good player on those teams, but he was in the right place at the right time and on the right team. And he helped. But that's, you know, so you can't say that Robert Horry is a better basketball player than Allen Iverson.
How about, where do you put James Jones? I mean, he's got 3 NBA championships, right?
And he was in the right place. He was in the right place at the right time. LeBron and Steve Nash continued on this, the championship ring culture.
No, did Barry Bonds win a World Series? I don't think so. Barry Bonds never won a World Series. So. You can't sit here and tell me that he's not the greatest baseball player to ever touch a bat. Mm-hmm. I don't understand where it came from. I don't know where it started. We have to appreciate more of what guys have been able to accomplish, what guys have been able to do. A ring is a team accomplishment.
Right.
And if you happen to have a moment where you're able to share that with your team, that should be discussed. This team was the greatest team, okay? Or that team, you can have those conversations. Mm-hmm. But like trying to nitpick an individual because he was not able to win a team game or a team match or whatever the case may be. I don't know where it started. It's just it's a long conversation, especially when it comes to like.
That's LeBron James with Steve Nash, and I couldn't agree with him more. I agree with LeBron completely.
I do
on that.
Also, but you know, the conversation starts with two people sitting at a bar drinking a beer. That's where
I don't think they had beer. Dan, did they have beer there?
Dan, back me on this one, would you please?
He's talking about other human beings who have had these discussions. Yeah. Oh.
So LeBron asked that at the end, you know, where do these conversations... But these are the storylines that drive sports. These are the reasons why fans are fans. These are the reasons why we cling on to our team or the team that we love, or we sit here on a Cleveland radio station and call up and say how much we love the Ravens or... You know, or we love the Steelers or something like that. And you're like, are those people absolutely crazy and out of their mind for doing that? But this is the beauty of sports. I also wonder what LeBron looks like if he's not sitting on the other side of 4 championships, right? And so
yeah, you wonder, okay, would he feel that way if he was, as he said, Steve Nash?
Yes.
As Steve's sitting there. It's not an insult.
Jim Kelly.
It's a team sport. Played by individuals, but in basketball, in hockey, in football, I mean, that's baseball is a team sport played by individuals. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes.
I mean, it's me against the pitcher. It's the pitcher against the hitter. Here comes the ground ball to me. You know, unless I'm making a relay, I don't really need my teammates. I got to throw it over to first. You know, but in basketball, I mean, it's got to be a unit, and it has to click. And if Charles Barkley happened to not have the right guys around him, it doesn't take away from his greatness as a basketball player. I mean, Brad Doherty, Mark Price, Larry Nance, that was a great team. But it didn't win. Doesn't mean it wasn't a really good team.
I think it's
held against players sometimes when it really shouldn't be.
Mike Trout's another guy that I think about that's in this conversation, right?
Don't as you? A baseball player, what can you possibly do?
I mean, there's boatloads of them. Steve Nash, the guy having this conversation, is always forefront in my
Ernie
head.
Banks.
But the reason I brought up Trout is just because Jeff's talking about winning. Like he was kind of differentiating between baseball being an individual game within a team sport, whereas in basketball, you have to be on the team, right? It's if someone doesn't pass you the ball, you're not going to get the numbers you want. That's, I always laugh at these. Like, there are great assist players, right? The players that can just dish the ball out left and right, or they can get rid of a puck really fast, and so they get credit for an assist. But if the guy doesn't hit the bucket, then you don't get the assist. I just it's almost mind-blowing.
Yeah, Trout is always one of those two, because it's like forever has been, here's Mike Trout doing something you've never seen before in your life. And here are eight other guys playing their best. Like, and their best is sad.
Yeah.
Like, that's always been the problem with it. It's the great tweet that always floated around for the longest time, that Mike Trout went 6-for-6 with three home runs, and Shohei Ohtani hit two home runs, pitched six innings of shutout ball. The first time that had ever happened since Tungsten O'Doyle in the old, you know, Knee Sox League from 1884, and the Angels lost 6-4.
Larry's in Cleveland. Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Hey, good.
Okay, you guys, I'm going to probably gonna get mad, but I don't agree with LeBron on that.
Okay, why not?
I think he's just trying to save face because he won't never catch Jordan.
I understand where you're... No, Larry, I thought what you thought, Larry, too. Like, you're kind of wondering, is this his way of softening things up because people will make the argument that Jordan is a better basketball player than LeBron? Yeah, I thought that. I totally get where you're coming from. I get it.
Okay.
But I don't think he's wrong. I don't think he's wrong. That's the thing. I don't think LeBron's wrong. I think his perspective is okay and fair. But I do see where you're coming from, where, again, it comes back to the great bar conversation. Do you want LeBron or do you want Jordan?
I'm taking Jordan.
I still wonder where people sit on that, too, and especially here.
Larry, thank you very much. I couldn't agree with LeBron more. I disagree with Larry on that. And to me, it's not about Jordan. It's about the guys who didn't win, who don't get credit for it. Like Dan, and LeBron mentioned Dan Marino. Look at that sport. And LeBron's right. You can't say that Marino wasn't one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Of course he was. But his team didn't win a Super Bowl. Now, as a quarterback, are you supposed to lead your team to a Super Bowl or not? Folks, do you agree with LeBron? I don't think not winning a championship should be held against greatness when it comes to looking at pro athletes. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then Danny Green, former Cavalier, our Odyssey NBA insider, coming up at 1 o'clock as the NBA ready to crown a champion soon enough. The NHL did last night. That means new players can now be considered great. No? Or is it a great team?
That's what's made this conversation great, I think.
Inspired by LeBron James and Steve Nash on their podcast, Mind the Game. When LeBron James talked about the ring culture, boy, you got to win a ring in the NBA.
I wish I had the answer to this, but I'm not sure, man. I don't know why it's discussed so much in our sport. and why it's the A-all, be-all of everything. You weren't a great player if you never won a championship. Yeah.
I kind of, that's out there. That's out there. LeBron said he thought it was hogwash. But that's out there. You're not a great player if you didn't win a championship. And you hear it all the time. All right, well, he's doing this, you know, blah, 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 blah. Will Halliburton be considered a great player if the Pacers come back and win? Will Shea not be a great player if they don't finish this off? I think it's loony. It's a team sport. And if you don't have a good team around you, you're in trouble.
It's hard for me not to think about Karl Malone or even Charles Barkley as not being a great player. And
I think did Karl win one with the Lakers late?
Did he get one? I don't think he did. Did he?
No, he didn't. He chased one, though.
Yeah, he chased
one. Yeah, that's what he did.
Yeah. Yep,
that's true. You know who Marv Fleming is, guys?
No.
Marv Fleming is tied for third with the most Super Bowl rings ever. Tight end with the Green Bay Packers during the heyday.
Greatest tight end ever. Three rings. Good to go. I just think this is, it's just great fodder, I think, for us and for people that want to sit around and carry their team on their back and talk about. I mean, think about this. I mean,
like all of those Steelers have four titles, you know, because they kept that team together for a long time. A lot of the Packer teams, a lot of those guys.
Is Jim Brown the greatest running back of all time? Because, and then I can give you all the because for me sitting here, right? You're because he played for the Browns, right? Because my dad instilled it in my heart that this guy was.
How about because you've seen him play and least on tape?
Yeah, I've just seen him on tape. I never watch it, but the plays that you see are amazing. Or is it because he, you know, was a champion? Did that matter?
People believe what LeBron said? The ring culture out of control, and it doesn't define being a great player? Brandon is in Painesville. Brandon.
Mr. Baskin and Mr. Phelps, how are you?
Hello, thank you. How are you?
All right, so on this topic, and Jeff, I appreciate you. You brought up Mark Price and the Cavs and in that generation. Well, that was my generation growing up, going to Richfield Coliseum. What was their biggest problem? Well, their biggest problem was Michael Jordan.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
They didn't win because Michael Jordan outplayed us.
They couldn't beat him
and his team.
Does
that say that Mark Price wasn't the greatest free throw shooter, the epitome of technique? No. Does that say that Hot Rod Williams, Craig Elo, Brad Doherty, Larry Nance weren't great players? No, I don't believe so at all. I don't know LeBron's point of what he said, and I'm not going to pretend to speak for that man.
Well, don't you think? I think his point, though, is do you have to win it? And Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong. Do you have to win a championship to be considered great? Is that really what he's getting at? Or?
It's kind of guys who didn't win a championship not getting credit for being great individual players. You play a team sport, and you can judge teams, and you can judge players. And I don't know that you judge them together.
But Mark Price is a Hall of Famer. Craig Elo, Mark, they're Hall of Famers. Barry Bonds, I wouldn't have made that argument necessarily as in that clip that you played, but
hard to argue with it, but it is a good debate, Brandon.
Cavs, if Michael Jordan wasn't around, the Cavs would have three rings with Mark Price.
Maybe true. Brandon, thank you. That might be true. But it doesn't take away from individual abilities. I think that's LeBron's point, and guys don't get credit for that. I do think it's interesting that he chased rings because why? Because of the part of the reason, and he's right. The ring culture throws that on you in the NBA. It does, and guys get huge credit when they're able to capitalize and take care of that. And if you think about football, I think it's so overrated in football. Did you win a Super Bowl? Because if there is one sport, Andy, where one player can carry a team to perhaps an NBA title, it's the NBA, to a championship.
If there's more where one player can help a team win a sport.
More so, I think, than football, and certainly more so than baseball. Don't you?
Other than
tell me where hockey fits in.
Well, goaltender is 100% there because the goaltender's on the ice the whole time. The interesting part about hockey is they're constantly changing the lines. So it's not, yes, one player can clearly take a team to a Stanley Cup final, but I think it's a lot harder in the NHL than
Gretzky
it is.
Gretzky has 4 Stanley Cups, but he wasn't out there.
But he also
all
had
game
a,
long.
And he also had a great support staff around him. Yeah. If you ever listen to him talk about it, he'll tell you about his teammates. So
Do you have Grant Fuhr in goal?
Yeah, I mean, they had good
Mark
goal.
Messier.
He had a lot of help on that team. And he had an enforcer to make sure that no one
messed with him.
Yeah, that's right. I do think in basketball, I think the odds are better for what you're talking about, just because you can get significant playing time where you can affect half the game. And you're touching the ball a lot more. And I don't know if that's true or not, but compared to hockey. But yeah, I think you have the ability to hang on to the ball a little bit longer than you would maybe in hanging onto the puck.
What do you think is a more important piece in trying to win a championship? A Super Bowl quarterback? Having a quarterback who can lead you to a Super Bowl? Or having a premier NBA player? For instance, LeBron. For instance, Michael Jordan.
Kobe. To getting the championship?
To winning a championship.
I'm going
to
say it's NBA because you can...
I am too.
Because a basketball player, again, controls their destiny. It goes back to my assist argument before. You could be the greatest quarterback on earth, but if your wide receivers keep dropping passes...
You don't have what an is offensive
that?
Line.
Or if you have a great running back, you're handing him the ball. So as long as you didn't fumble, you're good. But in the NBA, it's on you. You got to put the ball through the hoop.
What do you think, Dano?
The same. And I use it for... The argument that I have is the 90s, 2000s, 2010 Green Bay Packers. I watched two of the greatest quarterbacks in my life, and between Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, have to go back and forth between bad defenses, bad special teams, all of those things in between while those guys continued to just fling passes and do great. And I have to, and you perpetually hear people do the, well, you know, they both only won one Super Bowl. It's like, yeah, there's two other sides to the football. And if you had a better defense for Rodgers, you probably would have a couple more. If you had a better special teams for Rodgers, especially that last big run, probably would have won more of them.
This from Jeff in Cleveland. Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl, but he's better than Joe Flacco, Trent Dilfer. That's where I think we're all in agreement. That one NBA player can push you over the top. He can lead you to a championship. But it still is a team game, and Even the best players. I mean, you know, look at the team that Jordan had around him, and numerous teams.
Vince Carter.
But they had similar.
George Gervin.
They had similar roles. Yeah. Rome is in Cleveland. Hi, Rome.
Hey, Rome.
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good.
Very
how
well,
are you?
Thank you.
So this is the Rome that called and talked to you guys before the guy that got shot in the head and all of that.
Ugh.
And
glad you're okay.
Thanks. I what I think LeBron was trying to say is, like, a great player is a great player. And I think the difference that we're kind of comparing is to a legend. Like, those legends have that next level that they can go to and just don't care what's going on. They're going to play through injury. They're going to win the game, no bar none. Like, they're going to give everything they got. And I think that's what LeBron was saying, like, do have great players, but the legends are the ones that carry the teams through the championships and win the rings.
So it's weird. Is George Gervin, the Iceman, not a legend? He's a legend too, but he doesn't have a ring.
I mean, that's just what I think he meant. I wouldn't consider him a legend because he doesn't have a ring. Is he a great? Yeah, he's definitely a great.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Yeah, Rome, I got to disagree with you on that.
He's a legend.
Yeah, that's
you can't,
cool. Yeah,
you just can't do it by yourself in any sport. Even as good as NBA players are, you just can't do that by yourself. Can't happen. Ken Griffey Jr. never made a World Series. Does that mean he wasn't the best player of his era? At least until he got beat up.
It's why I've always thought this argument was the lazy argument. I've always thought the title argument was lazy. It was almost like your way of saying to me, I really didn't watch. I really didn't pay a whole lot of attention. I can just quick plug into basketball reference.
Since he didn't win a championship, he must not be that good.
Therefore, he sucks. Yep. And it's like, no.
How could you not be? So I'm going to give you a player who's on the NBA 75th anniversary team, 12-time NBA All-Star, no ring, legend or not, Chris Paul.
I mean, Chris Paul was one of the great point guards in NBA history.
If you're going to tell me Steve Nash is a horrendous point guard because he never won a championship, what you're telling me is you've never watched Steve Nash play point.
It's just funny. Like, I don't sit here and dwell on the fact that Chris Paul doesn't have a championship. When you say to me Chris Paul, I think unbelievably great basketball player.
I must tell you, most of the time when this comes up, I have to think and look up, did that guy win a title?
Yeah.
Because I look at the guy as an individual and respect and know their talent. And then think about, okay, well, did he or did he not win a title? And I'll be honest, I usually have to go back and double check. I'm never quite sure.
We all do.
It's interesting. That'll do it for this conversation. I'd like to thank LeBron for inspiring it. I appreciate that very much. Front and center, this offseason, we have the Cleveland Browns and the quarterback stuff. And there's more reason to why it's a national thing. It's a national story. And I'm going to explain why coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.